Hello, ladies and gents. Welcome to another episode of Behind the Brain podcast. This week, I have a guest on who's done a training program that I've gone through, and it's called the Thrive Program. It's something that Rob Kelly's come up with, and it's sort of training you on how to use your brain and, in a way, be more resilient. Understand that a lot of things that happen in life is down to your responsibility. And before we start this episode, just something I want to say. Me and Carolyn don't get any commission or any kickback from doing this training plan. It's just something that we've both done and we want to share our experiences on it. It's one of those things that I wish so many people would read this training program and put those things into play. It's brilliant. Honestly, if you need any help with any direction of what to do, let me know. And I'll send you to the right people. So without further ado, me bloody waffling, enjoy the episode. And yet again, if you know that this can help anyone, please send them to the episode. Carolyn. So Carolyn has just done a training program that I've done as well, and it's called the Thrive Program. Carolyn, what would you say the Thrive Program is?
It's about you gaining a new perspective on yourself, I would say, and learning about a bit more about yourself rather than others, first and foremost, I think.
Okay. And so I know obviously you've recently just finished this, as I have, got to kind of talk. Mm-hmm. What brought us on to me recommending you this manual or training program?
Well, we've had a little chat about that, haven't we? And I think from your point of view, it was just the way I was talking about certain aspects of my life, I think, when I was coming into to train with you. Mm. And, you know, I've mentioned to you before that I've struggled with anxiety at times and, not feeling that I'm on top of it. So, you kindly recommended it, and I decided that it was a really good move to get the book, basically. And I really dove straight into it all straight away. I love all that, this kind of thing anyway, so I'm quite open to that. But there was just things that didn't quite add up in my mind. You know, a lot of people would say, specifically with my work, that I'm good at this, or that looks really great. But there was always a voice inside me not quite agreeing with what other people were saying. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that has just been drip feeding into me, and it just keeps happening. And I'm thinking in my head, I'm thinking, well, all these people are saying all these things, but I don't really agree. So there must be something in my thinking that isn't adding all this up and, you know, allowing myself to give myself some credit, you know, because that's not something that I am very good at, or have been very good at all the way up until now, I would say.
So essentially you was listening to people's compliments, but it doesn't really matter if you don't see that, isn't it? And I always have this battle with clients when they're making, say, small progress in certain areas, like, and it's like, but people don't. Do you know where that's came from? Like that sort of mindset?
Well, I think I've gone to have cognitive behavioural therapy as well alongside this, and I've done that for a few months. But I do think that the Thrive program in itself has propelled me, and I think I'm probably coming to the end of my cognitive behavioural therapy, which is great, and I've learned so much. But I think what I've learned over the last few months is that obviously I was born a certain way, and I have an innate thing within me that everything needs to be perfect. I'm definitely a perfectionist, but I'm more of a perfectionist with myself. Mm. But where does that stop? You know, you've got to have you've got to put the brakes on sometimes and actually give yourself some credit. So obviously born a certain way, but certain aspects of my life have certainly had an impact as well. Growing up, what I've been through with my family, coming over here, because I'm obviously, you know, coming from Sweden, and I've come over here because I wanted to essentially find myself and try and work out who I was. So I've kind of been working on that, but never really to this extent, what I've done over the last sort of year, I would say.
Mm. So I didn't even know you was doing the CBT. That's quite interesting.
Yeah, I started that. I've had a series of anxiety issues, and for the first, I had it for the first time in 2017 when my mum lost her partner very, very suddenly.
Yeah.
And it was a time when my business was just taking off, and I had an extremely busy summer. And in the middle of this, we got this shocking news. Which was difficult to deal with anyway, but I had clients I couldn't let down. And so I threw myself into work and kind of was there for my family, but I wasn't there for myself at all. Mm. And so that led to kind of exhaustion. I went to some bereavement counselling to try and help with that as well. But eventually I just went into shutdown, and I had a series of panic attacks, which affected me really badly. And I think, you know, certainly from how I've been the last few years, that has had an effect on me, the panic attacks, because I've lived in fear of them coming back as well, and not being able to cope. And that's really how I felt, you know, have the worry, the anxiety really felt like for me, like I wasn't coping with life in general. And it was like a black and white moment, kind of so out of my character as well. So then I was on antidepressants for a couple of years, more to help with my anxiety, because I never really felt depressed. It was more a sense of not being able to cope. And then in 2019 I came off those tablets and had a great year that year, but then the pandemic hit, which was very difficult for me, as it was for many other people. You know, I've had too much time to think, possibly, you know. And then when my business was back up and running again after the pandemic, that came with quite a lot of anxiety, and I found myself in quite a dark place in July, when I was sort of propelled back into doing all the things that I had been doing before, but 10 times quicker almost. So, you know, it's been a long road, and the Thrive program couldn't have come at a better time, really. It's been super helpful.
Do you still have that, the fear of the panic attacks at all?
No, I would say the last sort of 4 or 5 weeks, 6 weeks, they have really kind of sort of dissipated, really, and disappeared. And I do think the CBT has helped. You know, that's been an amazing experience, and I'll carry on going to that, because, you know, I'm not going because I feel like I'm depressed or anxious. I'm going because I want to learn about myself. And if I learn about myself, I'm going to be better, a better mum, a better wife, and an all round better for myself as well, in order to kind of grow and be better at being me, kind of thing. And then, you know, as an accompaniment, this Thrive thing has just been, it's just given me a voice. I feel it's given me a voice. I feel like I can explain myself better, how I feel. And I mean, we had, what was good about the Thrive program as well is when you do that test at the beginning, you know, you sit down, you answer all the questions, and then you get the scores afterwards. And they really kind of just emphasized what we had already spoken about with my therapy anyway. So it wasn't like I wasn't doubting what I saw in front of me. But it was very interesting that it coincided with everything that I'd already talked about with my therapist. So it was difficult to read, difficult to see it black and white. But it was also a bit of a turning point as well, where you see, wow, you know, this really isn't adding up to what everybody else is saying about me. So there's some, I need to do something here. Definitely.
Yeah. It's like, so a bit of background about Carolyn. Carolyn's a very naturally a very creative person, and anything you turn your hand to, I would say you're really good at. Like, so Carolyn's a wedding florist, but there's other things, like you've got loads of little hidden skills, and you can like play the violin and it's not, do you know what I mean? It's like very random things that you're quite good at. And it's always interesting. I feel like if you had your friends and family in a room and someone asked them, oh, what do you think of such and such? They would say a lot of things that you wouldn't think. Humans would naturally gravitate towards the negative feelings, aren't they, really? Whereas I've always, you know, like me, Nick's her husband, and like people around you have always, I suppose, known what you're capable of and sort of know how you are. But like I said, it's not really relevant if you don't see that. So no one, because I know you've probably got good people around you, no one's ever really put you down, have they?
No, I don't think so. I've got quite parents that are probably struggling with some of, and could probably benefit from doing the Thrive mm-hmm. program.
Well, how many people we know could benefit from doing the Thrive program? Oh, hence why we're doing this program, this podcast. By the way, guys, me and Carolyn aren't getting commissioned for this. This is just something that we've both gone through, and we have both felt like a massive shift in mindset for the better. And you know, the more we voice it, hopefully the more people that get that. So sorry, what were you saying?
I think, and then again, I'm just, we used to talk about mindset, it's basically a massive shift in mindset. And I think we do a lot of blaming, don't we? We blame it on other people and all the time. We live in that kind of society anyway, but you know, my belief, it's all about your belief systems, what you hold within yourself, isn't it? And you kind of, I think we're quite external in that, oh, if only that happens, then I'll be happy. Or if only that person says that, I'll be happy. It doesn't work like that, really, because it's all within you. And if you realise that you have the control within you to sort of influence what's going on in your life, then you are off at a really, really good start. So I think, you know, the mindset is just been a huge thing for me as well. Massive.
It's taken responsibility, and I suppose not being a victim. This has just brought me back to something that literally happened about half an hour ago, right? I was in Co-op buying bagels, jam, Biscoff jam and chocolate Nutella, because I've started running a lot more. I actually need to start eating a bit more calories, so I've chosen some nice foods to have bagels. But there was this lady in there, and she was with her mum, and she dropped a carton of milk, right? And quite a random story, she dropped a carton of milk and it went everywhere. And then I overheard her, because I was sort of on the same aisle. She goes, oh God, see, if I wasn't buying this for those bloody kids, then that wouldn't have happened. And that is just blame culture straight away, isn't it? It's like, no, actually, you dropped that. That is your responsibility. And do you feel that that's made you, because I've always thought that you're you do take ownership of stuff that goes on. So do you feel that this has changed that much, or not really? This has changed other parts of things that you were dealing with.
I feel like I'm in control of what's going on. And we're not talking about, you know, when things happen, like sudden bereavements or anything like that, but we're talking about your general day-to-day life, how you might be running your business, how you're coming across, but also how you are with yourself, because it all starts with you, doesn't it, right? Yeah. So, you know, and I often look at when my husband watches football games and stuff, and you know, they score a goal and then the football player is sort of thanking God, you know, and I always think about that, and I'm going, no, mate, you did it yourself. This is your hard work, your skill, you know, you got yourself here, not the man above, if you choose to believe that or not. And I always think about that. But I think this is really, this talks all about that, the Thrive Program, about addiction, about, you know, certain religious beliefs, you searching for external answers in order to validate yourself, when actually you've got it all within you. So, you know, it really has changed my mindset on every level.
It's actually, when I look at it now, so I've got the contents up, and it's sort of, it can be for some people that this could, they could read a few of these pages and actually it's not stuff they'd actually enjoy hearing, you know, because it can be quite tough of like that the external stuff that happens is actually, it's how you deal with that, you know, like what is it, 10% of life is just things that happen that are crap, like i.e. what happened to your family and your mum, but how you respond to that is your choice, isn't it? Your mindset, how you know, carry on with life is definitely your choice, and that is a choice.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it certainly wasn't easy reading all the time. I mean, it's very easy to read it, because it's not like there's not loads of like psychobabble or anything like that. It's quite straightforward to read. But of course, when you are being honest with yourself, that's not always that comfortable. And I remember getting to the unhelpful thinking styles, that chapter, and I was literally like ticking every one of those I was kind of doing. But I also realized that they're all interlinked. So of course, if you are improving your thinking styles, then that might unlock some of the other others, and that will calm down as well. I mean, I don't know if people know what unhelpful thinking styles are, but we all have them, don't we, to some extent. Whether it's we're negative in some aspects, whether we are obsessing over things, whether we are impulsive or paranoid, black and white, catastrophizing is something I do a lot.
Brooding,
I do a lot of as well. It's when I'm just, it goes round and round in your head. Mm. You know, we have learned to think like that, haven't we? So of course, breaking that is going to take a little bit of work. But I have to say, this program makes it really quite simple with a few like exercises that there are. It's kind of just really methodical and sort of step by step, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you got like, so I'll run through some of the unhelpful thinking styles. Obviously, we've got the negative style, which is just obvious what that is. The brooding style, so obviously something happens and you let that build up in your head. And what you actually start doing is that goes into catastrophizing again, doesn't it? Because you think, oh my God. And that flows into a bit of anxiety as well, which can be obviously an issue. You've got paranoid style, you know, obviously the catastrophic style, you know, people that oh, I feel like my leg's gonna fall off, da da da, when they've got like a bruise on there or something, like they always exaggerate. That's I would say the best reference point for catastrophizing is the news. They do this really well. And that's not a good thing. This is why, like, if you're someone that really does follow the news, it might, depending on how you view the news and what it does for your mindset, it's probably not a good thing if it's something that affects your day, because they use big, powerful words. You think about what happened with COVID, the words they used for that. You think about what happened with the petrol situation, the toilet situation. Oh no, you know, people aren't going to be able to wipe their bums for months. Go and buy toilet paper. Do you know what I mean? You got the black and white thinking style, you know, the impulsive style. There's quite a few things, and they all, in my eyes, interlink with together. And sometimes you can join them up, because I've definitely been guilty of, you know, brooding. I sometimes do that. I think about something that's already happened. I definitely can sometimes do that. I'm better at understanding that now, and understanding actually it's irrelevant. It does not matter. And it wasn't like,
I mean, I think a few months ago when I started going to CBT as well, I had so many questions for her, and I was like, what do you mean getting to know yourself a bit more? I couldn't put words on it at all. And actually, it's not, you know, you might hear all this and think, oh, I don't understand. But really, the key thing is to actually just notice what's going on, really, and be a bit more aware of how you are thinking yourself, and what is affecting you, and how that's affecting you, and what does that lead to in terms of how you feel inside. You know, and, you know, I'm classic kind of, I'm either really good or I'm really shit when it comes to perfectionism, for example. And I've got to work on really being a bit more compassionate to myself. And the Thrive program has been great with that, because they've got this positive experience little grid that you can do, where you write down your positive experiences every day and think about those for a minute. And that has been amazing as well. And that now has been, I can't remember how many weeks it's been now for me, maybe three. And I'm kind of doing that automatically in my head now.
And that's essentially gratitude. You being grateful for things that have happened, things that you've done. You know, you and Nick went for example, Nick went for a lovely walk with the kids on the weekend, and how nice that was. And that reminds you of that moment. And you think, oh, that was really nice. Do you know what I mean? And that practicing gratitude, or these sort of positive lifts, are definitely something that can help a lot of people. But essentially what the Thrive program is, it's an evidence-based as well, so there's obviously a lot of research in it, which is quite good, which makes it always a bit more, in my eyes, ethical. It's not someone's big idea and it's anecdotal. But I think it's training for the brain. That's how I look at it. It's stuff that you should know when you were younger, isn't it? But you don't.
No.
You know, you literally don't. What would you say the Thrive program is? And you're in, like, I'm reading that off the front of the book, but it doesn't say brain training, but I look at it as like that, as training the brain. What would you say it is for you?
Yeah, I would say that reading that will teach you, you know, to work on your brain. I mean, it's essentially that, isn't it?
Mm.
And even if you just read it and learn about how thinking works, then that is, you know, that's great as well. Because I think a lot of people, we just don't have that kind of space in our lives to do those things. And I think it would be amazing if, I mean, if I'd learned all of this when I was younger, I mean, can you imagine what that would have done to my self-esteem already? Mm. You know, I would have been in a much better position to kind of move myself forward without all that external noise that is has been bothering me for such a long time.
But now, even though moving on from the past, that's where you are now, which is brilliant. And you actually know how to look at, I suppose, take a step back, and you grasp perspectives, don't you, essentially?
Yeah, which definitely.
Which is like me and you see things completely different when we look into a room or whatever, and you sort of understand how to step out of that situation and rather act on emotion, which is never a good idea. You know, you actually react on a bit of common sense and a better perspective.
Yeah, definitely. And I think I have so much more time left, or some more space in my brain of things that I think has been taken up by negative things. But also, you know, yes, there has been difficult times, you know, growing up at certain aspects of it. It's been tricky. But you know what? That's why I went to CBT in the first place, and why I want to do this is because, you know what, that is such a long time ago. And I want to look ahead. And I had a friend who said something really amazing. She said, you know, when you're driving a car and you look in the rear mirror, there's a reason why the rear mirror is so little, but the big screen that you're looking ahead at is so big. You know, that the past should take up less space.
Yeah.
Than it's doing at the moment. And in order for you to do that, you've got to kind of just learn a little bit more about yourself and do that brain training, which this is so amazing for.
This is one of those things, I've recommended it to quite a few people. I just hope if anyone listens to this, essentially who runs it is a guy called Rob Kelly, and it's called the Thrive Program. The manual's actually gone up. I got it when it was like, they have different levels. I think they have the manual, they have the online manual, which is cheaper, but I would always say get the manual in paper, because then I think it's just going to be more of an enjoyable read. You're not reading it on your phone or something, which I think when you're reading, it gives you, and it gives you a distraction, doesn't it? But the manual's like, I think £45 or £50. But like I say, it's not a book, it's a training program. And what you put into it is ultimately the key. Like anything in life, the more you put in, the more you'll get out. But like I said, to see and to obviously, so Carolyn's been ill the last few weeks, so I've been just training her husband, and we've been sort of talking about you, and he's just amazed to obviously see the difference in yourself, which is good. Because the more, and I try and say this to clients, the more you are selfish, and when I mean selfish, I mean that in a good context. I mean that in taking care, self-care, you know, looking after yourself a little bit, whether that's meditating a day, going to the gym, doing things that some people may seem as selfish, but it's stuff that you need to do. When you do that more, you actually are a better version of yourself to other people when you radiate that. And like I was saying, me and Nick have been talking about you recently, and he's just utterly amazed that it changed. What did your therapist say about it, or did you not mention it?
Oh no, I brought in the test results and everything, and spoke to her and told her that this is what I've been doing. And I've been reading other books as well. I've been reading a book called It Didn't Start With You, which I don't know, we can't see that there. That's been amazing as well.
Oh, wicked.
I've read another couple of books on the side as well. So I've been really immersed in like mental health for the last, I would say, sort of six months. Perhaps a little bit more, something like that. So, you know, I'm fully aware of sort of that's like everything that I've been reading. It's things that I've been taking on board, you know. And I can't remember the question now. What did you ask me?
I was saying about, what did your therapist say about the Thrive program?
Oh yeah, no, she was super positive, you know, and again, we were sort of touching on the scores that you take the first test and the scores that you get, and that was sort of leveling up with what we had been discussing in our sessions already. So it was kind of backing up what we've been talking about, and indeed what she thought herself. So yeah, she's been mega positive. I can't remember if I've seen her since I took the second test, but I'll be interested to share it with her because it's had a huge impact on me, and just a switch, you know, it feels
it
like...
It is literally with you. I've noticed it straight away. It's like, as soon as you got it, because you were buzzing, weren't you? Like, Karen was messaging me, oh my God, this is amazing, sending me voice notes. Oh, James, what do you think of this bit? Da, da, da.
Well, it is because it's so, I mean, I have an interest in this anyway. I've got a degree in psychology. I've never done anything with it. It's something I've been thinking about doing for a while, you know, but it's very difficult. I've run a full-time business and I don't have time to go and do a master's, but, you know, I've always been open to the idea. And at some part of me, I have always realized that, you know, it is the way I'm thinking about things that's affecting rather than what other people are saying. Like I've done another training course called More to Life, which was amazing as well, back in 2005. But obviously a lot of things have happened since then. I've got married, I've had kids, there's been quite a few bereavements, we've moved and all this kind of thing. And obviously all of these new experiences has an effect on you as a person. And you know, I think I've been struggling with self-esteem for a long time. I don't know why really, but probably mainly because I haven't given myself any credit. You know, very difficult. I can't really take compliments. It's never quite enough. I've got to keep on driving myself forward. And it's quite an exhausting place to be in, you know, as well. It's good if you can control it, and because it's not bad to be driven, and it's good to be ambitious, but there is a point where you've got to ask yourself, why are you doing this? You know, what is perfection? You know, what is that to people, you know, and what is it to me? And I couldn't answer that for a long time.
And perfection in a way is a state, some depending on what it is, but sometimes it's a state you'll never get because you'll set such high standards, and sometimes with certain things they're actually unattainable. So you actually may, so let's just say, let's do it in a money term, okay? You perfect would be £100, that's what you needed for something, but you got to 95 quid or whatever, 95 quid, you would feel like an utter failure and feel like shit. But actually that was like a really good effort of getting 95 quid. Say you was raising money for charity or something, you know, like that would be still brilliant. And I think that's where a perfectionist style of thinking, they never, it can be, do you know, it's one of those things, it can be actually really good at times because whatever you do is good, but you never get the opportunity to step back and go, oh, actually, this is good, because usually a perfectionist has low self-esteem in cases, or most people, because they're so scared of it being shit, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I did, the self-esteem thing was that it did hit me hard when I realised that that's how low it was. And, you know, I was viewing the world with kind of rose-tinted glasses, but then viewing myself with shit-tinted glasses completely. And that was a big turning point, because that's when I realized that I was asking myself why that is, you know, why have I got such a low self-esteem? But also, you know, I think I've confused, you know, taking compliments and saying that to yourself that you're good, or saying that you're good at something, I've confused that with being big-headed. And in my head, I've been playing that down the whole time, and it's just got worse and worse. So, you know, that, I mean, my self-esteem has gone up. I think I scored 38% on the first test, and a few weeks later I scored 82.
Yeah.
You know, so that's a huge step and a switch. And that is, I've done that, you know. Nobody else has done that. I've done that.
Essentially what happens to the listeners, so you do a test at the beginning and it covers certain aspects of, like, it'd be like, say, 10 questions on low self-esteem, 10 questions on perfectionism. It's sort of questions on certain thinking styles and how you respond to that. So you do that at the beginning and you get like a percentage. 85% and above is sort of classed as thriving. Like you're already at a really good state, but you're not, it doesn't matter if you don't get to 100%, it doesn't matter, but like you're in a good place. So, and then after you've done it, you've read the manual, done all the sort of the homework and stuff like that, you redo that test. And so what did you get on your first test?
So on the Thrive thing, I got 49% as the Thrive sort of score. And that's scoring 73 out of 150.
Hmm.
And then a few weeks later, after I finish a book, so I'm in the middle of doing the 6 weeks now, where I'm sort of going through my positives and that kind of thing. So I will do it again in 3 weeks' time. But I did it after I finished a book, just because I wanted to see how much effect that had on me, just reading it. And I've gone up to 75%, which is 113 out of 150, you know. So, you know, I'm really, really getting there, you know. I don't know what's happened in the last 3 weeks. It'll be interesting to see, but I'll wait for a bit longer before I do it again.
Yeah, and this is the thing that people need. It's a continuous work in progress. It's like, you know, that you know that you want to try and get that score higher, so you're going to still do the coursework and the homework, aren't you, essentially, to make that change. And that's the great thing about this. It's not like you don't just do the test, do the manual, and then jobs are good. In like, it's stuff like this with mindset. It is a, you know, you will have notes in your phone to remind you to do certain things and help push you along that journey of, you know, becoming a better version of yourself, because you're never going to be that 100% person. Once you realize about perfectionism and stuff like that, you're never going to be 100%. But who is 100% anyway?
That's it. I mean, I've got, like, on my phone, I've got on my screen, when I open it up, I've got like a, it's like a quite a large window, and there's like positive affirmations that come up on this little window, which is quite helpful. I've just been to, when I went to the gym this morning, and I was like, oh, gave myself a little pat on the shoulder when I finished. And I noticed yesterday in my gym session with you, which was obviously the first one in a few weeks, you know, when I did the press ups, I just did them. Normally when I do them, all I'm thinking, or what has been thinking, is, oh, I can't believe I can't do any more. Like, I'm so weak, you know, it's obviously something I'm doing wrong. And I noticed after we did our session yesterday, I was like, oh, that didn't even go through my head. I just did them.
Yeah.
And however many I did, I just carried on. Like,
gave it your best. And that's it.
Yeah. And I think I always will, you know, because I'm that kind of person. But yeah, so and that as well. I mean, how nice is that, not to have those exhausting thoughts at the back of your mind? But I noticed it as well. And that's, you know, because we subconsciously think all the time. I mean, what did we say? Like 55,000 thoughts a day or something, you know? We can, you know, there's no way we can control all of that. But if we start noticing the patterns, because we're lazy, aren't we? You know, we're quick creatures of habit.
Yeah.
If we can just start noticing it, we've got a chance there to switch it over, haven't we?
Yeah. Right, Carolyn, thank you for your time, because I know you are a busy entrepreneur.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for obviously sharing some personal things and sharing like your experience through the Thrive program, as I suppose I've shared a little bit of mine, but not as much as you, because that's why you're here, because I don't need to talk about it because you're here. But guys, if you are someone that's thinking about this and you don't know where to go, just message me. I'll happily interact with you just to let you know certain things I think about it or whatever. But the guy's called Rob Kelly. It's called the Thrive Program. Just Google it. Like I was saying earlier, there's different levels of how much you pay. So like the online thing is like a certain amount. The manual's a certain amount. You can do an actual online course, or you can do sort of get coached by someone, and you see them once a week or whatever. It's completely up to you what you do. Like, think about, if you get coached in person, you are going to get more out of that, but understand that's going to cost a bit more than 50 quid, because obviously coaching is an experience and it's not always cheap. But you can get whatever you need from the manual if you just put in the work. That's all I'd say. So Carolyn, where do people find you, actually? Because obviously you've got a really cool Instagram page, because it's just lovely flowers and shit.
Oh, thank you. Well, my Instagram handle is @NordicTwigs, and I completely specialise in flowers for weddings. So yeah, go on, have a look at flowers if you like that sort of thing. And yeah, give us a like.
Well done for accepting that compliment, okay?
Thank you.
No worries, thank you. Cheers, bye.
Take care, bye. Bye.